Welcome to the Bedtime Stories. Hi, this is David, and this is my podcast. I hope you enjoy it. Jacob's Amazing Dream. You have to leave this place. Asua was not very happy with his brother Jacob, to say it the least. First, Jacob cheated Asua out of his birthright for a lousy bowl of soup. Now Jacob had stolen his father's last blessing. Asua vowed that he would kill his brother as soon as his father died. "You must go," Rebecca told Jacob. "Go away, back to your grandfather's homeland, and stay with your uncle Laban until your brother cools off." Now it happened that Asua had married two of the young girls from the land where he and his family were now living. They were Canaanites, and they didn't follow the God of Abraham and Isaac. They were making life miserable for Rebecca. So Rebecca came to Isaac and said, "If Jacob marries one of these Canaanite women, I might as well be dead. I will be so miserable. Please send him to my brother's family to find a wife there." It was a good excuse to have Isaac and get Jacob away. But before he sent Jacob to his uncle Laban, Isaac blessed Jacob and said, "May El Shaddai, God Almighty, bless you. May he bless your marriage and give you many children. May he bless you as he blessed your grandfather Abraham. May you possess the land he gave to Abraham, and may you become the father of many nations. May all nations be blessed because of you." Early the next morning, Jacob loaded his camel and set out for the land of Haran, the home of his uncle. As the sun was setting on the first day of his journey, Jacob stopped to set up for camp that night. He laid out his blanket on the ground and found a stone to put under his head for a pillow. Somehow, with the rock for a pillow, he fell asleep fast. And then he had the most amazing dream. Now it seems that anyone who used a rock for a pillow would have a strange dream, but it wasn't that. God let Jacob see a part of the world we never see, but a part that is there all around us. In his dream, Jacob saw a stairway. The stairway reached all the way to heaven, and the angels of God were coming and going up and down, back and forth from heaven to earth, and back to heaven again. At the bottom of the stairway, there was a glorious light. There stood the Lord God himself. "I am the one who is the God of your grandfather Abraham and of your father Isaac. I am here to make this promise to you. I will give you and your family the land where you are resting now. You will have many children. Your children will have children, until one day there will be as many as the dust of the earth. You will possess this land, and because of you, all nations will be blessed. I will watch over you and protect you as you go, and I will bring you safely home." And God finished saying, "All this I will do. Be sure of this. I am with you. I will never leave you or forsake you." And then the vision was gone. Jacob woke up, rubbing his eyes. He could hardly believe what he had just seen. And he was more than a little bit afraid. It's not every day you see the glory of the Lord God Almighty. I have seen God, and I have lived to tell about it. "This is a fearsome place," he said. "This must be the house of God, and the very gate to heaven itself." The next morning, Jacob took the stone he was sleeping on and set it up as a marker for what had happened there. He poured oil on it and blessed it to God. He named the place Bethel, which means the house of God. Then he made this promise to God: "If you really do watch over me as I go and bring me safely back to my home, then I shall be my God. I will worship you here in this place, and I will return you to you 1/10 of everything you give to me." Then Jacob packed up his things and went away on his way, and God was with him. The end.